Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with all the news you should know about. Today, Governor Josh Shapiro takes on a leading role to clean up the Chesapeake Bay. And a professor at Penn wants to see if it's possible to identify the use of AI in writing. It's Wednesday, December 3rd. Let's get into it. We'll start off with Shapiro today. Chesapeake Bay officials elected Shapiro to lead a regional agreement to help clean and restore the waterway. As Jackson White reports for WVIA, the first-term Democrat will take the reins at a tumultuous time for the 40-year-old partnership.
Governor Josh Shapiro says he's going to break Pennsylvania from its history of taking a back seat to Chesapeake Bay conservation.
Pennsylvania is back in the game, and we are all in when it comes to the Bay.
The group Shapiro will lead failed to meet many of the goals it set for its members more than 10 years ago, like cutting pollution and boosting wildlife along the watershed. But members extended the group's deadlines to meet its goals to 2040. Some environmental groups are criticizing the new plan as being unambitious, but many say they're hopeful Shapiro's leadership will help push the group to act more quickly. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
Thanks to Jackson White for that story. Now, while we're on the topic of the environment, here's a question. What do you do if you find a bird with a broken wing or an orphaned baby squirrel? As Sophia Schmidt reports for WVIA, a wildlife clinic like one in Philadelphia's Upper Roxborough neighborhood can help.
At the Schuylkill Center Wildlife Clinic, staff and volunteers splint broken wings, stitch up wounds, and feed baby squirrels special formulas.
So right now we have all eastern gray squirrels here.
Director Sydney Glisson says the center also cares for native birds, rabbits, and opossums. She says if you find an animal that looks hurt or sick, contain it in a cardboard box and contact the center for guidance.
We kind of work through with people, you know, all right, this animal does or does not need help. Here's what to do. If you weren't comfortable containing them, we can walk you through that as well. And then the next step would be getting them here.
The center will rehabilitate the animal with the goal of releasing it back to the wild.
That was Sophia Schmidt reporting. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
Hi, I'm Julie Sidoni, Director of Journalism at WVIA. We're inviting you to be part of something truly important, strengthening the future of trusted local journalism in our community. Through our Newsmatch campaign, we're working toward a $125,000 goal by December 31st, with special opportunities available throughout the campaign to help your support go even further. Donate now at wvia.org/match, and thank you.
Welcome back. So this next one is for the teachers listening. Educators in the region and all over the country are facing a growing challenge, figuring out when a student actually did the work or outsourced it to AI. According to University of Pennsylvania researcher, teachers should be careful before making an accusation. Liz Tung explains for WVIA.
Chris Callison-Birch, a professor of computer and information science at the University of Pennsylvania, has been studying how well humans perform at identifying writing produced by large language models. He says we're not good enough at it to really level accusations, and neither are AI detection tools.
So in those sorts of situations, in the high-stakes ones, I would not rely on people's judgments. And I think that even the tools that we've developed to try to spot AI are also probably not reliable enough that I would fully trust those either.
He says that's only going to become more true as large language models continue to get better, which means for now, teachers need other ways of rooting out cheating, like making students do assignments in class.
That was Liz Tung reporting. One last thing for you today. We have another Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA Director of Journalism, Julie Sidoni.
Maybe you don't associate U.S. naval history with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, but the Navy's first ever iron-hulled vessel was put together and launched from Erie. The USS Michigan was built using iron from Pittsburgh that was shipped north. The 163-foot steam paddleship was completed in 1843 and remained active as a Navy patrol and training vessel for years. She came to be known as Guardian of the Great Lakes. Eventually, the Navy built newer, more technological ships, and the USS Michigan gave up her name. She was renamed as Wolverine. The state of Michigan is known as the Wolverine State. The ship's home port was Erie for nearly 80 years. You can learn more about her by visiting the Erie Maritime Museum's exhibit, honoring the Guardian of the Great Lakes and the men who called her home. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is a Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Remember, if you want to stay in the know, subscribe and tune in every weekday, wherever you find your podcasts. Enjoy your Wednesday, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.